Time for the mystery guest. Got no idea who they are or what they do. Morning, mystery guest.
Good morning.
When the timer starts, I've got 2 minutes to try and work out what you do. I need a little bit. I'm allowed a guess before the timer starts. A little bit more of your voice, if you would, without any clues. Have you been up and had breakfast yet? Been outside? A cup of tea?
I have. I've been outside. I've had a lovely bit of granola with fruit this morning, so I'm all raring to go.
Okay. There's lots of clues in there. I mean, that you've been up. The granola, of course. It's a giveaway. Okay, let's have a little. Organised, precise, slightly artistic. Okay, I think you make pesto.
No.
Do you make anything edible?
No.
Okay. Do you make anything at all?
No.
Do you have a shop?
No.
Okay. Do you normally go to your clients?
Yes.
Okay. When you go to your clients, do you have to take something with you?
Yes.
And is what you take with you vital for your work?
Yes.
Okay. Would you ever go to a client's home?
Yes.
Okay. Does the client have to be there, or is it the home that you're working in?
Not necessarily.
So it's not a human-based thing that you do. You're performing a service of some kind.
Yes.
Okay. Do you normally work in the house?
No.
You normally work in the garden?
Yes.
Is what you do... Does it involve electricity?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Does it involve water?
Yes.
Because you are a landscaper of some sort. Okay.
No.
Could I do what you do?
With a huge amount of training.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I suppose I was more driving along the lines of you wouldn't hire it out to me or give it to me and then I do the job. It's got to be done by you.
Yes.
Okay. Is it anything to do with events?
Yes.
Would you work at weddings?
Yes.
Would you hire out marquees?
No.
Do you install anything then remove it?
Yes.
Okay, because dance floors?
No.
Ice rinks?
No.
Colossal bubble machines?
No.
You're a Zorb enthusiast?
No, but I am.
Do you remember Zorbs? Right, the time's up. I felt I was off and then I was onto you a little bit with the weddings and things, but we're out of time, so your name, please, and what it is that you do.
My name is Ed, and I am a PTT, which is a portable toilet technician.
Oh, no. No.
So you were warm. You were getting there, but I'm not sure you would have ever made it.
No, I don't think I would have. I definitely don't think I would have. Apparently, I went to school with someone who went on to make a fortune out of this particular trade and served schools doing it all. How did you... Is there a particular theme to this? Is it an eco theme or is it something you've been doing for years?
We've been doing it for, it will be 23 years in July. So, a long time. And, we do follow the eco routes these days. Obviously, it's changed quite a lot over the years. But, all good. All going well.
I really like I've just been sent a link to your website. And I like the facilities you provide. Can have rather nice, it looks like cedar slatted wood outside. They look very posh. Can be wrapped and you've got some Mardi Gras kind of almost with jungle leaves on. So not quite what I was expecting.
Well, we do. We do the lovely luxury trailer units, which are mainly for weddings and, VIP kind of events. But then we also do the ones that everyone knows, the TARDIS plastic boxes that you see at most festivals. We kind of cover all areas, it's the best job in the world.
Is it? What do you like about it?
I think it's just being outside. You're kind of your own boss. You're in charge of your day's work. And I don't know. I think you probably either love it or you hate it. And I definitely love it.
Some of these are quite posh. You know, they've got the nice sort of almost sort of molten brownie hand dispensers in, and it's got tiles in, and it really is quite swanky. I can see why at a wedding you'd want to pay perhaps a bit more for something which is lovely for your guests.
It's all about the looks, yeah. And obviously first impression, as soon as you arrive on site, people are always obviously, particularly for weddings, very concerned about how their loo is going to look. And and the wrapped exterior these days is really, kind of enhances it. So it's really good.
I
think because we've been around for a number of years now, the word is out there, and a lot of word of mouth.
Yeah. I'm not sure what's more impressive, the fact that you love this job and you've been doing it for years, or that you own loos.co.uk, which you wouldn't stand a chance of getting now.
I think that's the retirement plan, is to sell the website address.
I think you're right. I think it's a great idea. Ed, thank you for being today's mystery guest. Great fun.
Thank you very much.